Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Well, good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. This is going to be an exciting month here in July. We had such a powerful month last month. For the 4 or 5 weeks, we talked to men, fathers, honoring them, and we're moving on this month with so many amazing guests that will be joining us. I have with me my co-host, Shirley Carter. Shirley, you there?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening, and I am so excited about our guest this evening. So hold tight, get your pads out, and be ready to take notes, because you will want to remember a lot of the things that she's going to tell us tonight.
Absolutely. I have a couple of announcements. We have two explosive events coming up. I'm so excited. We have the first Family of Motivation speaker training that will be in Orlando, Florida, Friday and Saturday. That's August 15th and 16th with Les Brown, Ona Brown, Calvin, and John Leslie Brown. I'm telling you, you think Les is hot? Well, he's taking that anointing of speaking that he has and dwindle it down to his children. Now, many of you listening in have been in workshops where it was Ona and Les facilitating the workshops. Well, you got some more power that will be joining you in those 2 days. That's August 15th and 16th. You can go to eventsbyarise.com to find out more information about that. And, of course, Soul Retreat 2014. That's going to be September 12th and 13th. That's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where we're transforming lives for the future. And I'm telling you, I have some amazing guests that will be joining us that night. And, again, you can look at Events by Arise to find out more information regarding that. And also visit my website, fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. And thank you so much, Steve, for always giving a grand introduction. But tonight, I mean, you better get your pens and pads out, because I've got the best of the best. That's one thing you can expect on Hot Topics from the Soul. I always bring you the very best the industry has to offer. And tonight, there is no obsession. I have Stacey N.C. Grant, and she's going to talk to us about it's now or never, my dreams can't wait. Now, Stacey is an empowerment specialist, an event strategist, and she is living her calling to lead, teach, and inspire. Described as God's designer original, she ignites her audiences with her captivating smile. She is so beautiful. I tell you, she is intoxicating with her humor. I've had the opportunity of being with her when she's presented with her alter ego that presented with her, and she is absolutely amazing. Stacey N.C. Grant, are you there? Stacey?
Can you hear me? I'm busy talking, and nobody can hear me. Can you hear me?
I hear you now. I'm like, where's my girl? Where's my girl?
I am busy running my gums, and you cannot hear me. But Valerie and Cheryl, first let me say thank you to the two of you for all that you do for Soul of a Woman, for this platform that you've invited me to be a part of. The two of you are absolutely amazing. Valerie, you know that you're thebomb.com. We share the same date of birth. I came after you. I'm
yes,
learning
indeed.
From you. I'm taking notes. So I am just thrilled to be here this first part of the month of July. I can't believe we're already in July. So I'm just excited. I'm humbled. I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me and to introduce me again to your listening audience who's so faithful and comes back every single Tuesday to be a part of all of the value that you bring to the world.
Absolutely. Now, Stacy, you know, you are on the air as well, and you do so many amazing things in the community, and I want you to make sure that you share that, and I know you have some programs that you offer to keep people engaged and empowered. And, you know, one of the things I said, Stacy, what are we going to talk about on the show? And you came back with, it's now or never. My dreams can't wait. And I'm telling you, when I said, when I tapped that into the computer and it said, my dreams can't wait, I was like, I can't wait to hear what she got to say on the show.
Well, it's a mission that I'm on, Valerie. You know, I actually developed a whole program around it because times are serious. Times are serious. We cannot guarantee our next breath, our next day, our next year. The urgency of now is real. So that's why that title means so much, and it's a conversation that I want to have tonight to really inspire those who are listening to get on board with the urgency of now, because it's now or never. Your dreams can't wait.
And you know the fact that you say now or never, it puts a sense of urgency in the situation, because people are always putting us, well, I got later, well, I'll do it next year, I'll do it the year after, oh, I got to wait till my kids get graduated high school for me to live my life now. You know, it's always something putting their dreams on hold. But talk about why the urgency in the matter at this point.
Well, let me share the fact that I was reflecting, Valerie, and, you know, when you sit back and you just reflect on the circle of life and what happens on a daily basis, every day we get up, there's someone who is entering this world, there's someone who's exiting this world. And when you go through those different defining moments in your life, it reminds you of just how precious this gift is. See, every time we get to open our eyes, every time we get to breathe in and breathe out, it's a blessing. That breath that we take, we cannot take it for granted. It has been gifted to us, and as we honor that gift, it's so we live. And over the last couple of months, it seems as if there was just a concentration on the amount of losses that I was witnessing between my family, extended family, friends, being there for those who took their exit and either left a legacy or left questions behind once they left. And what I know to be true is that we have to be very clear about what kind of legacy are we leaving. How are we honoring this gift called life that God has given us? I don't know about everyone that is on this call, if you can relate to that one small measure, and not really small, huge, that we're not here just because we're fabulous. We're here because God has allowed us to be, and he's given us something to do while we're on this planet. It's not about just going through life. It's about growing through life. And the last couple of months, when I reflect on the lives that are no longer here, it made me look again at the urgency of now. Because, see, one of my girlfriends, vice president at an influential university, beautiful family, two children, doing well, devoted, loving husband, she caught the flu. Now, how many of us catch a cold from time to time, even the flu? But how many stories do you hear of the flu taking somebody out? In 2013,
wow,
it was the flu. She died from complications of the flu that went into pneumonia and just thought she was going in to figure out why she couldn't get rid of a cold.
Wow.
Life just gone in an instant. Left behind a beautiful career. There, everyone at the university is still in shock that she's no longer there. A husband that cared, devoted, great example, father, two children. But her legacy is still living. The kind of work that Pam did, the kind of impact she had on those that she worked with, those in her family, that is still alive. that is still being talked about today, although we clutch our pearls when we think about the fact that the flu took her out. It was her time to exit. She did her work, and her work is still speaking for her. What is going to speak for you when your day comes? We don't have a guarantee on how much time we have on this planet. Those of us who believe in God and know that there is another life after this, there's a joke in one of the movies, a West Indian movie, and there's a line that says, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And everybody wants to leave. Everybody wants to go on and achieve the next level of beauty in that afterlife. But while you're here, what are you doing? What are you going to leave? Because we all have to pass this way. You know, Valerie, it was hard to get to the point to be able to reconcile and help people go through that grief of understanding that the only way we honor our loved ones when they leave is by how we live and the impact that they had on us. So we don't have tomorrow to casually cruise into our goals and our dreams. We must start now. Pam did that. And the kind of program she put in place, they're still in effect because of her. The kind of example she was as a woman, as a wife, as a mother, that's still living in the lives of her children, of her husband, of those who watched her as an example. All these things started to just go over and over in my mind. My other friend, who never woke up, went to sleep, had plans of what he was going to do for the holidays, and right before Thanksgiving, didn't get up the next morning, just went peacefully in his sleep. It was another reminder. I'm like, what is going on? These two instances that I'm sharing happened within 2.5 weeks of each other, right before the ending of 2013. See, some of us that are on this call tonight, you might have gone through something similar. You might have lost someone in the past year, maybe the past month, maybe just yesterday. And the pain is still so real. The sorrow is still there. But I challenge you to turn that into motivation for living your dreams now, honoring those who have gone before us. When we think of a Maya Angelou and how that touched the entire planet when she left, her words are still living. Her body might not be here, but the words, the impact, the poems, the speeches, the information, the coaching, the live shows, the TV shows, everything that she did, the legacy that she left is still a part of who we are as a nation and as a world as a result of her living her dream. Not stopping, not waiting for things to be convenient, not waiting for the children to grow up, not waiting for the money to be in the bank account, not waiting for the perfect San Juan Fair to sweep you off your feet, not waiting for the right piece of real estate to be available, but acting with a sense of urgency, because just as I shared about those three lives that are no longer here, there for the grace of God go we. We don't know when our time will come, but what I do know is that if we live each day with a sense of urgency, if we live each day knowing that what you've been given, nobody else has been given. Your assignment is your assignment. The work and the lives that you're going to change, that can only happen through you. For Valerie and Cheryl to do this radio show every single Tuesday to bring you speakers, content, and value, it is their assignment to allow those of us to come in and to pour into you a reminder of why your dreams can't wait. I don't take this lightly. It's not a joke for me. This is a passion. This is a mission, and I will not stop until God takes my last breath and says, well done. So while I'm here, the job is to make sure that you are so uncomfortable with the idea of not moving with volume and velocity towards your goals and your dreams, because now is the time. Not next week, not next year, not next month, but right now. Susan Taylor, my dear friend, has a quote that I just love and I share all over the world. Now is where the power is. The future will be.
Wow.
We cannot rush or delay it, but we experience it by how we live this moment. Valerie and Cheryl, it's now or never. Our dreams can't wait.
You know what? That is so powerful what you're saying, and actually it's food for thought for a lot of individuals listening to this radio show because of the fact that, you know, we take so much for granted. And I'm reminded that Horace Mann said that we should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to mankind. That was a statement that he made, you know, years ago. Still speaking today, saying, what are you doing with the time? What are you doing with that breath that God is allowing you to take each and every day? And not only that, what life have you invested in so that their dreams can become a reality? Because, you know, iron sharpens iron. No matter where you go, no matter what country you're in, you always need somebody to carry you along the way to make your dream come in, become a reality. And in doing so, it's about investing, investing in a time, investing by, you know, getting materials, personal development materials. Now, I know, Stacy, that you've created a whole library of personal empowerment materials. And as I said, you're speaking every week, and also you're hosting the Les Brown Motivational Call on Monday nights at 8 p.m., each week. You're totally constantly giving and giving and giving. How has all that come together and worked for you to become who you are now?
That is a phenomenal question. And as I've recently coined the phrase, I've served my way to the top. And I'll repeat that. I've served my way to the top. Gandhi has a quote that says, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. And when I read that for the first time years ago, I said, wait a minute. Did Gandhi knew? He knew I was coming. He took my words out of my mouth before I hit the planet. But when I read it, I realized that that encapsulated so much of who I am. That's always been something that I've done from a young child. Understanding that I'd love to see other people happy. I love to be helpful. I love to offer my assistance. It wasn't just enough for me to get money to go down to the ice cream truck and get my favorite vanilla cone with rainbow sprinkles, but I would take my little money and I would spread it around so that everybody could get a popsicle or a lollipop, and my mother would be so frustrated. She said, I sent you to get your ice cream, not to treat the whole neighborhood. But that was just who I was. I always wanted to be in that spirit of service, a servant leader. Didn't know that's what it was called. Didn't know there were labels put around it. It was something that made my soul feel good when I was able to help. And because of that, I've put myself in various opportunities to be of service, not always wanting something in return, but just honestly wanting to help. And from being able to do that, it has opened up doors, it has opened up platforms, it's opened up strategic relationships and partnerships to be able to bring value to our world. We'll use Mr. Brown, for instance, our mutual dear friend and mentor. When I started my journey with going to that next level, and as you said, Valerie, about investing in yourself, see, no one's going to invest in you at the level in which you're not willing to invest in your own self. And understanding that while I had amassed a certain amount of knowledge and experience, that there's always room for growth. There's always room to improve. Once there's breath, there's hope. Once there's hope, there's opportunity. Once there's opportunity, we can change the world. And understanding that, I needed to know who the lion was in the jungle, so to speak. Like the lion really controls everything when you think about the nature and safari. And another dear friend of mine, Andrew Morrison, talked about walking with the tiger, walking with the lion, walking with the person who had the influence, and that sometimes a monkey would just jump on the shoulder and peruse through the jungle, feeling big and bad because they're with the largest, most ferocious animal in the jungle. And I was that person that wanted to attach with the largest, well-known, influential speaker and voice that I followed for years and could relate to. And I didn't know how it was going to happen. You know, some of you listening might have, whether it's a speaking career or it's a different product that you want to get out there or there's something that you want to give birth to, and you know that there is that giant, there's that king of the jungle, there's somebody out there that ultimately is living the life you want to live, or producing or giving the service or the product that you want to look for. And for me, the day came when Mr. Brown was coming to my city. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is so amazing. I definitely have to be there. And the day, Valerie, the day, Cheryl, that this event was happening, everything on the planet was going upside down. It felt like Murphy's Law was in the 10th power and degree, and all was going wrong, to the point where I even second-guessed myself. Am I really going to show up? I just might have to miss this. Things are just not working out. I don't even know if I can get there on time. But when you go through moments like that, write this somewhere big on your wall. If you're listening and you're not driving and you're tuning in, push past the pain. Push past the inconvenience. Push past the burn. So I had to talk myself through getting to that event. And when I arrived, I sat in the seat, and I'm watching the one and only Mr. Les Brown, and he is telling a story like nobody else on the planet could tell. And then he brought up another platinum speaker who has now become one of my dear friends, Star Barbatude, and he brought up his son, John Leslie, and I'm watching them. And I'm saying, this is what I do. This is what I've built. Mm-hmm. This is how I use my voice. Like, oh, I need to be on stage with Mr. Brown. I was in my seat. It was like I was on fire. I don't know if you can relate to that, being somewhere, seeing something, feeling it like, ah, that's me. I want to do it. And that's how I was sitting in my seat. I just could barely contain myself. And at the end of his presentation, he came out. He had products on sale, DVDs, CDs, and I went. And I invested in purchasing the products that he had on the table, and then I patiently waited, because you can imagine the line was so long. And I waited my turn to speak to Mr. Brown. And when I got to him, I pulled out a magic marker. Okay, for all the ladies listening, you know I have everything except the kitchen sink in my purse. So I pulled out my magic marker, and I said, Mr. Brown, can you sign this DVD set that I just bought from you? You gave such a fabulous presentation. Your son was amazing. I'm the mother of two sons, and I hope that one day my children will be able to be as articulate as John Leslie, and I'm just so honored to meet you, and I just thank you for all you're doing. So after I finished my little ramble, he turned around and he said to me, you know, with your presence and your personality, you'd be great in this business. And ladies, I just couldn't hold it back anymore. The part West Indian in me just came out, put my hands on my hips, and I said, I am in this business, Mr. Brown. That's why I need to talk to you. With all the Jamaican spice in the world. So he laughed and he chuckled, and I took my business card and I wrote my cell number with the same magic marker on my business card, and I stuck it in his lapel. Now, I was shaking like a leaf on the inside, but I stuck it inside his lapel because I didn't want it to get mixed up with all the other cards he was collecting. I said, Mr. Brown, don't get this mixed up. Here's my information. I would love to work with you. And he said, all right, young lady. And then he went on to finish talking to everybody else and shook my hand. Woo, Cheryl, Valerie, I ran to the ladies' room so fast. I thought I was going to pass out. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just did that. I just did that. There's going to be something. Those of you that are listening,
it's now
are
or
listening
never.
To my voice right
the
now,
dreams won't
it's
wait.
Now or never. That was it. That was the moment. It was the opportunity. So either I put up or I shut up. And I put up because I won't be shut up. And I wanted to ask, I put it in his lapel and I left that event. And do you know, within 48 hours or less, I got a phone call. Now, I didn't even pick up the call because it was a number I didn't recognize, and I was on the line with a client, and I said, oh, I'll get back to the call. When I played my voicemail, guess who was on the line? Mr. Les Brown. I nearly crashed my car. I called my husband. I called my sister. I called my mother. I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, Les Brown just called me. Oh, my God.
A true groupie.
A true groupie. My husband thought something happened. He was like, what is wrong with you? Will you speak clearly? What happened? So he said, you calling all of us to tell us that Les Brown called you. Did you call him back? So I was like, oh, yeah, let me do that. And I made the phone call, and it was one of the most life-changing moments of my life to hear on the other line the person who I had been admiring, the person whose products had inspired me, the person whose books had changed generations of people, to be able to speak with him and to talk with him and to glean from his wisdom what he was creating. And the opportunity presented itself for me to become a platinum speaker. And that wasn't an easy mindset realization for someone who had never invested that much money in one program. And when he told me the cost, I said, okay, all righty then. I said I wanted to play with the big boys, scared money don't make money. So I said, okay, I have to start thinking differently about this. It's not about can I afford to do it. It's about can I afford not to seize the opportunity of a lifetime. So, Valerie, Cheryl, I had to make a decision in that moment that I wasn't quite sure how the entire fee was going to be paid, but I made that commitment. I made the commitment that I was going to work with Mr. Brown. And when you make the commitment, ladies and gentlemen, when you make the commitment about the change you want to make in your life, when you make the commitment about what dream you're going to realize, when you make the commitment about not staying in a toxic relationship, when you make the commitment about starting your business, when you make the commitment about building your product, your brand, your service, when you make the commitment about buying that piece of real estate that you've been looking towards, a funny thing happens. That the universe seems to start conspiring towards your success, because what you're seeking is also seeking you. And once you make the commitment, you will be able to think differently about how to make it happen. And that's what I had to do. I didn't look at the price tag of thousands of dollars. I looked at the value that would be received after investing in myself at this level and being able to take what I've been building for years to a whole nother international level. It was one of the most exciting, knee-knocking, hand-sweating, heart-palpitating moments. But when you're able to push past that discomfort, push past the initial shock, push past the pain, push past the challenge, you push yourself into your deliverance and your victory.
Wow. You know, I can definitely attest to that, Stacy, because, you know, I always tell the listening audience, when you're in alignment with the assignment that God has for your life, then the world will beg for what you have, and you're a living example of that. And it certainly serving brings about favor. You know, when you're not so concerned about you, yourself, and I, and about the affairs of others, then, you know, grace will follow you so that you can be empowered to do what you need to do to get to the next level. And, you know, one thing that Les always says is, you know, make sure you provide more service than you get paid for. And I have found that to be so. You know, I've been with him 17 years, so he makes sure that he gets all the service out of me he can get.
I know that's right.
Actually, he got back today from London. He called me, and he's like, baby, I'm back on U.S. soil. I'm here at baggage claim. I'm just calling to let you know I'm back on there. I said, good, and you need to stay here for a while. I'm tired of you going over there. So he was like, no, I'm not going back. But he's going to be going out of the country again in another couple of weeks. So, you know, that's why I'm trying to lock him down to do the trainings that he can do, you know, while he's here on this soil, because he goes over there and sometimes he stays months at a time and we can't get any service here. So those people that are wanting to be in the speaking industry and wanting to be coach and so forth, you know, you can miss your season, your moment of opportunity, but it's now or never. Your dreams won't wait, regardless of whatever it is that you're seeking that to aspire to. It could be starting your own business. What's hindering you from taking that next step? Most of the times it's fear. But remember what I said. Horace Mann said you should be ashamed to die until you made some major contribution to mankind. It is in with all of us to make a contribution in the earth. We have to play plant seeds while we're here so they can grow. Just like you talked about your friends leaving here, Stacy, they had seeds left so that although they're gone, the remnants of their fragrance of anointing and the things that they've done here on this earth supersedes them. It's still living right now as a testament, a monument like Maya Angelou. And we should all aspire to do that. But a lot of times, as I say, they crumple down in fear. They buckle down because somebody's opinion dictates their reality. And something that happened in their childhood where they may have been molested or domestic violence, which I'm passionate about and which I speak about all the time as a survivor, or maybe they've had cancer like Shirley or lupus or drug addictions and stuff. All kind of things hinder you from fulfilling your God-ordained purpose here on the earth. But right now, Stacy N.C. Grant has left a message for you. It's now or never. Your dreams can't wait. So tell us what you have, Stacy, and what's going on in your world to further empower the people so that they can stay connected to you.
Thank you, Valerie. And those words are, that you just shared, so true. And before I get into sharing opportunities for continuing this conversation with your listening audience, when I think about Les at this stage of what he has built and the legacy that he has, he never stops learning. He never stops seeking to be better. He never stops the discipline that he has created over the years about the books that he reads on a consistent basis, the things that he listens to. And that is a lesson for all of us to heed. That it's not only living your dreams and understanding that it's now or never, it's the acts, it's the habits, it's the consistent actions that we take that lead us into that direction. And learning those and the systems around how to stay in that space of being productive is what I've been working on and building out through this It's Now or Never series. See, it's easy to be happy, motivated, and quite chipper when everything is going well. But it's in the moment where you have challenge. It's in the moments when you're being tested. It's in the moments where things just aren't lining up the way you would like them that you learn what you're made of. And you learn how to use different tools and techniques to develop the wherewithal to still stand in the midst of the storm, to know that that urgency of now is not going to always be convenient. Because if it were, if success were convenient by whatever terms you define it, then everybody would be successful. But understanding that you need to create a series of habits, a series of steps that you take when certain triggers come up to steal your joy. Because the darkest hour is always right before dawn, and we can't quit before our blessing. And when we get to that point, like another friend of mine, E.T., talks about wanting to get to that success, get to that place in our lives, you have to want it just like you breathe, like the air that you need to breathe. That's how serious this has to be. But we can't do it alone. So we think that we can survive on an island by ourselves. If we think that we can keep our mind completely focused on the right things on a consistent basis, then we set ourselves up for frustration. That's why you need to have reinforcement. You need to have a coach. You need to have a mentor. You need to have a spiritual foundation for those who have a church home. All of that plays a part in building up your resolve to be able to stand and to fight through whatever life presents so that you can live your dream, that you understand the urgency of now is to build volume and velocity. And it's not about it being perfect. It's not about getting it all right the first time. It's about, as Mr. Brown would say, jumping and growing your wings on the way down. Listening to a audio program earlier today, I was laughing so hard because I believe it was Winston Churchill that said, courage is being able to go from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. Can you imagine going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm? So understanding and knowing that you're going to go through some things. Life is going to present some challenges. It's going to present some opportunities for you to grow some additional muscle. And if you haven't gone through anything, just keep living. Because something is sure to happen. But the only way that you can get through and be able to persevere past that is to have the assistance of developing the right structure for you that will enable you to sustain your growth and sustain your momentum even in the most inconvenient of times. So I've developed a whole strategy around discovery, discipline development, and deliverance, how to get through those areas in your life that will empower you to stand the test of time, because your story of resilience, your ability to fight through, your opportunity to grow, to still be of service to others and create a legacy is ultimately what's going to change the trajectory of your immediate family's life, but the generations that come after you, that will speak of you, that will say, you know, great-great-grandpa so-and-so did this. Great-great-great-grandma Valerie did this. This is a part of the story that you're building, the necessity to live out your divine assignment. Because if you don't live it out, it goes away with you when you take your last breath. There's a author that talked about having all your goals, skills, dreams, talents, products, services all looking over you on your last breath, on your deathbed, getting ready to transition, saying, well, we were here all along, but you never paid me any mind. You never really focused on, you never focused on helping start that business, start that program. You never really got to the point where you were able to create a new trajectory for a community because of the buildings that you purchased. You just never did it. And guess what? Now I have to die with you. We don't want to be at that point. Mm. We don't want to be at that point in our life where we don't use everything that we've been given. We want to be able to say, I used every single thing that I was given. And that's why this whole series of It's Now or Never, Your Dreams Can't Wait is so important and critical to the success of what we're doing and how we're living our lives and getting the support that you need so that you can get to that next level. It's not for everyone, because clearly, Valerie, so, you know, there's some people around here who'd rather just be comfortable doing the same old thing, getting the same old results. But for those who are willing to go to the next level, for those who are willing to start with a new sense of urgency, who want to take a dedicated time to get the system that will help them move to a different level of productivity and create the next best version of themselves, then those are the people that I want to be of service to. Those are the people that I want to be at the finish line cheering you on. Those are the people that I want to see your success. I want to see your victories. I want to hear about your breakthroughs, because every breakthrough that I'm able to be of service to is another breakthrough for somebody else that they're going to pay it forward to. This is not a game. This is not an option. This is non-negotiable. Your dreams can't wait. And if that's something that's resonating with you, if that's something that you're ready to do right now, if that's something that you want to explore further, then let's play together. Let's go to that next level. Let's take this next month and really put in the work so that you can get the results that you're looking for in this quarter of the year. Before you blink, 2014 will be winding down. And either we celebrate all the things that we were able to focus in and do, or we sit around complaining about what we never started. So it's now or never. Your dreams can't wait. And Valerie, thank you for letting me share that. And if you're interested, and this is something that you want to do, you can go straight to my website, www.stacyncgrant, that's STACIENC, like North Carolina, grant.com. That's www.stacyncgrant.com. You'll see a pop-up. The summer special is about to end. You can just click on that, and it will take you right to the page where you can register. And, Val, I'm so committed to doing this that you can even put a dollar down today. You heard me, just a dollar down. And the system will bill you after that for it. $1 that you can put down on your goals and dreams today, and we can get started on this next level of success and productivity for you. So this is you.
Now.
It's now.
Now,
one
of the things you said is it's not for everybody. And, you know, it isn't, because a lot of people are still sitting by the wayside or still on the road in their car with the engine running, going nowhere. The lights change green 3-4 times and they haven't moved yet because they're afraid of fear. Well, you fail your way to success. I know people have heard it all over and over again of all the different people who failed and have made it. But, you know, you're going to go through adversities, but in the hour of despair, that's when the pruning, that's when the shift happens, is in the hour of despair. Why is that? Because if everything is going good, we won't think, we won't imagine greater things. We're so lazy and complacent in where we are the right now till we can't see the future, don't even want to look and see what the future is. I know my ex-husband used to say, "Oh, who cares about the future, because the rapture going to take place." I'm like, what? Are you serious? Well, here he said that when our kids were like 2 and 3 years old. Well, now my kids are like 28, 29, 32, and the rapture hasn't happened yet. So all that time we would have been sitting doing nothing because we waiting looking for the rapture. And that's what a lot of people are doing. They standing there looking up, gazing at the stars, saying, "What next, Lord? What else are you going to bless me with?" You know, wanting to get that manna from heaven. But you got to put in the work. Nobody wants to put in the work. They don't want to sow into nothing so they can grow. They don't want to plant anything for the roots, for the blossomings to take place. So it's not for everybody. But if you come to a decision and a place in your life where you know, hey, I'm sick and tired of the same old, it is 2014, and I'm still in the same spot I was 3, 4, 5 years ago, something has got to shift. Well, there's a whole lot of things you can do. You can take advantage of Stacy's opportunity that she's offering tonight. You can go to Les Brown's First Family of Motivation Training in August, and you can also come to Soul Retreat 2014 in Fort Lauderdale. There's so much you can do to shift your gears to the next level. It's now or never. Your dreams won't wait.
Absolutely. I have to, you know, I'm going to chime in now. I have been sitting here taking all these notes and everything. Stacy, one of the other things I wanted to talk about, you know, that I hear what you're saying, and it is so true and on point. And another thing that I find that people do, they want to carry their friends with them, and they're afraid to move without them. So the fear is there, not only the fear of taking that leap of faith, but also that fear of doing it alone. And I'm so glad you told our audience about you can't do it alone. You've got to be able to have a coach or a mentor or something. It may not be a family member or friend, because you got the dream snatchers out there, that you have to be aware of that. But so many people have a fear of not going with, okay, this has been my girlfriend all these years, and if I've moved to this point, I may not have her in my life or him in my life anymore. But the coaching part, I want to touch on that with you. As far as the coaching, can you give our audience a little something about what should they look for in a coach, someone that
absolutely
can coach them to that next level?
Great question, and that's a whole other talk I do about who's sitting in your front row. So I'm not going to stir us up on that one tonight, but sometimes we got to love folk from a distance, and it can be family. We don't get to choose our family, choose our friends. And we're blessed when we have family that's completely supportive and right on the same page with moving towards our goals and our dreams, but sometimes they're the people that we have to just love from a distance, because it might not be that easy to cut them off, so to speak, and not that we want to just throw them to the wolves, but they're not in the space of self-development and growth you are. So they are not going to be able to take the journey with you. And if it's a dear friend and someone that you've been with, this has been your road dog, as the kids would say, your ride or die, but sometimes they're not riding to that next level. So you have to let them know that, listen, love you, appreciate everything we've been through, but for the next 3 weeks, next 6 months, next year, I'm focusing on this project that I've invested in, and I'm going to really have to put all my energies there. So I'm not going to be able to be on the phone as often as I have in the past. I'm not going to be able to hang out and go to all of these different social events. I'm not going to be able to stay on and watch the hot shows on TV with you on Tuesday nights or Thursday nights because I am really committing to this work. And they might ask you what the work is. Maybe they might not be too interested, or maybe they might be offended. But be prepared for whatever response comes and just love them despite themselves. But you have to now focus in on you. So when I coach my clients and when I work with them, I let them know that if no one's told them that it's okay for the time that we do the work together, you can be completely selfish because we usually serve everybody else and we have nothing left over for ourselves, or we concentrate on helping everyone else and we have nothing left over, which is fine. We talked about the spirit of service, but there comes a time where you have to focus on being a better you so that you can continue to do the things that you want to do for those that you love and those that you serve. But if you don't take that time out to get the assistance, to get the coaching, to get the mentoring that is required, then you won't be able to see a bigger vision and picture for yourself. Because if you're in the picture, you know, sometimes we can't see it because, you know, when you're standing there, you can't see that bigger picture, but somebody else can see the picture for you because all you can see is what's framing, what's happening at the moment. But you can now work with somebody that sees a bigger vision, sees a bigger picture, sees the opportunity, sees what you've been planting, all the seeds that you've been sowing, so that they can take you from that sowing phase to the reaping. So getting from one position and station in your goals and your dreams to the next is going to require some additional push, some additional direction, some additional strategic planning that a coach is able to give you objectively that you might not be able to see because you're in the frame. So I'm really hoping that those that are listening, they don't take for granted this platform that the two of you have created. They don't take for granted that every Tuesday they can come and hear these hot soul topics that should be stirring them up to take action towards their goals and their dreams, that should be connecting them with the voice that they feel is the person they've been assigned to. Because not everyone is going to hear my voice. Not everyone's going to hear Les's voice. Not everyone's going to hear Valerie's voice. We all have our assignment. But once you hear the voice, once you know that that person has been sent to help you give birth to the next level of greatness for your life, don't run away. Run towards working with them so that you can develop a strategy on achieving that success. Because once again, it's now or never. Your dreams can't wait. And if you don't move on your dreams might move out on you.
Ooh, and a lot of times they have moved out on a whole lot of individuals. Like you say, one of the wealthiest places is in the cemetery. You know, people have lost out on their dreams. And also, not only the fact that they didn't fulfill their dream, but they didn't leave the inheritance that God wanted them to leave for their families, for their children, and for their children's children to have something. And that's what it's all about, dear friends. It's not just about you. It's about legacy. It's about inheritances. It's about breakthroughs. It's about sowing seeds. It's about paying it forward. It's about serving to bring about the favor in your life. It's about all of these things, but you'll never know it if you sit by and do absolutely nothing. And, you know, Stacy, I'm so glad that you have had the opportunity to take time out to be on the show. I'm my birthday girl here coming to share the stage, the platform with me tonight, and give out some powerful information and some tools. I want to open up the lines for anyone that has questions or comments for you. Caller 1239, you're live. You have a question or comment for Stacy and Stacy.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, could you repeat about the website?
Sure. It's www.stacyncgrant.com. That's S-T-A-C-I-E
NC, like North Carolina, Grant, GRANT.com, StacyNCGrant.com.
Yes, I came on the line very late because I called before and then something happened and I went out. So I missed out a lot from what she, but from what I understand in what she was saying, catch a little bit of what she was saying.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to call in for some of the call, and I'm sure that Valerie will be putting up a replay and you can listen to the entire call. And I just appreciate you asking for the information so we can stay connected and hearing your voice.
Right.
I hear power in that voice, and there are things you need to do. So just keep moving forward with your goals and your dreams, because it's now or never. They can't wait.
Okay.
Okay. Caller 2175, you're live.
Hi, everybody. This is Marie. Thank you so much. Oh, Dr. Parker, I thank you so much for letting me be on tonight. And the very first thing I want to know is, where are you? Are you here in Florida?
I am in New York. New York, New York, so nice. They named us twice. But I'm up here on the East Coast. I do come to Florida quite frequently. I have tons of family all throughout Florida, so I'm there. I travel actually the country doing this work. So distance makes no difference because of technology. I'm able to connect with everybody all over the globe. I just finished another series with a group of my Destiny designers, and one of my very proud graduates of my last course, he was in California getting up at 5 a.m. every morning to be a part of the work. So where there's a will, there's a way, and those that are serious will make it happen. But thank you for asking where I am and for tuning in tonight, and I look forward to hopefully meeting you in person one day. What is your name?
Of course, of course. No, hopefully we will be meeting.
Absolutely.
And the next thing is that that is so wonderful as to where that you have something set up, you know. Now, I'm going to tell you something. While I was listening, I already gave myself, and this is the first time that I've done this, you know, I still, you know, cannot believe that I know Mr. Les Brown, and I still cannot believe that I know, you know, Dr. Valerie Parker, you know, and some other friends. I just, and this has always been my thing as to where that I always wanted to be a writer. I always wanted to write a book, always, always. But I haven't had a lot of push. But today I actually really wrote a topic for the book, and then I wrote the beginning of Who Am I?
Mm.
Would you like for me to tell you what I wrote?
I would love it, and
we'll
I want.
We'll do that on another show.
Well, look, but I want you to do this. I
okay.
want you to email me. Email me, because we don't have time now on the show, but I want you to email me and let me know
okay.
about it, because I have something that might be of help for you. So you can email me at info@stacyncgrant.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you
for
letting me
hear
that.
Thank you so much for time.
It's been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, Stacey, this has been an incredible hour. It's always going real fast. Every time, you know, we do the show, it just zooms by quickly. And, you know, I want to remind everyone that we do have some events coming up, and you can go to eventsbyarise.com. And also when you can peruse through that website, and you'll see my coaching programs I have available there, as well as publishing services. So, Marie, you talked about writing a book, so you can chime in, look at Arise by VNP and see publishing services that I do offer. And I'm an author of a book myself, and I am promoting my latest book, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose, and you can also get that off of my website. And also, as well, email me at soultopics@gmail.com, soultopics@gmail.com. Stacey, you have any closing remarks, and I'd like you to give out your information again and where people can get that offer that you made available on the show tonight.
Thank you, and I want to thank both you and Cheryl again for allowing me to be a part of this platform and just commend you on the amazing work that you're doing and just following your divine assignment and really changing and saving the lives of so many and getting to the soul of a woman. I just love it. So I want to say thank you. And I want to close out by thanking all of you that have been listening tonight, that tuned in, and you heard something that resonated with you. I really want you to just understand the value of who you are, the greatness that's inside of you, as our dear friend Les Brown would say, and more importantly, that your unique thumbprint has to be felt on the world. The legacy that you need to leave can no longer be ignored. If you started, do more. Dream bigger. If you haven't started, get started now, because it's now or never. Your dreams can't wait. We cannot casually move towards our dreams. We have to move with volume and velocity. I want to be here cheering you on. I want to continue this conversation. I want to be able to hear the praise reports and the victories that will be won, because you didn't shy away from what wasn't convenient. You didn't shy away from the things that weren't adding up the way you thought they should. You didn't shy away from pursuing what you know only you can give birth to. And I want to be there to champion that cause. And if you want to continue the conversation, connect with me at www.StacyNCGrant.com, StacyNCGrant.com, either to take advantage of its Now or Never series that will be launching the end of this week, or to join my newsletter, or just to stay connected and know that you have a fan and a cheerleader here for you. God bless you all. God bless your dreams. Thank you both phenomenal women for allowing me to share this time and this space with you.
Thank you so much, my dear queen. That's Stacy N.C. Grant. And I'd like to close in saying a quote from George Bernard Shaw, who said, "A life spent making mistakes is not only more honorable, but more useful than a life spent doing nothing. It's now or never. It's time to live your dreams and make them happen, and make them happen today, right now, because your dreams can't wait." Again, visit eventsbyrise.com. And also, if you enjoyed the show, you can go download it and send it to someone to empower and motivate them. And I will see you again next Tuesday on another Hot Topic from the show.
Good night, Shirley.
Good night, Shirley.
Good night, Val.
Good night, Stacy and Val. Okay.